Lord, we are daily seeing the enemy's hand, seemingly everywhere we turn lately. We know you are the victor over all, and we trust and praise you for that. Thank you for these reminders of how you have taught us in the past to defeat the enemy's plans to deceive us through our obedience to you and watchfulness for his plots against us. Amen. The Lord has led Claire to a series of portions from our book Rhema in the past few days, and she wanted to composite the theme of those readings together for you today. So I'm going to patch together some portions from the original recordings from her and see if we can gather his and her thoughts into a comprehensive whole for you. The first portion is from the message, Sweet Aroma of Holiness.
Jesus, what do you want to say to your blessed ones today? Hold on. Hold on to the gifts I've given you. Hold on to the anointings. Hold on to the dreams and visions. Hold on to our tender times together. Hold on, hold on. Do not let the enemy come in and dissuade you into unbelief. He's cruising to steal from you through anger, bitterness, resentment, and foolish fears. When you feel those things rising in your emotions, it is the enemy stealing from you. He wants to take away your sweetness, your presence with me, and the overflow I fill you with. He loves to incite anger, to drain you before you can even begin your day or finish a project or your prayers. He loves to lie in your ear, cause you to erupt into anger or fear, and then drain you of all you had planned for the day, and you run off to tend these decoys. He's very clever, and he knows which buttons to push, because his agents, the demons, are forever observing you and taking notes. He causes misunderstandings, then anger, alienation, judgment, guilt, and at the end of this long string of involuntary reactions, you have lost the initiative and peace for the rest of the day to do something truly productive in the kingdom of God. Be aware of how he works through his minions, dear family. Be aware and nip it in the bud. Cry out to me, Jesus, deliver me from evil, and I will come to your aid. This does take self-control and discipline. The ways in which these two moderating dynamics are compromised deliberately by the plans of the enemy are exhaustion and time constraints or deadlines. You feel as though you must get it done by whatever time. And when interruptions and distractions come, you become tense and resentful. When you are tired, you're not thinking straight. Fear, pain, endless interruptions, if they're allowed, are used to drain you. Then you make bigger mistakes and have to repent and spend more time in damage control, pushing you further away from your goal. Be aware, my children, be aware. Your enemy is so clever, but if you stay in my love, always patient, always forgiving, refusing to judge, understanding I am allowing these things to temper and test you in virtue, if you continuously keep before you the vision of me being in control of every one of these things, I can return your peace to you before it robs you of your day.
The second portion is from the message, The Enemy's Next Move Against You.
My children and my brides, have I not warned you that evil was on the increase? I have seen how fragile you all are, falling under pressure. That is why I allowed the weasel to take CERN down. I warned you months ago that things were going to get very, very hard, every day harder. I was quite serious, but many of you did not pay very close attention, or you had no way of anticipating and knowing what was really going to happen. And some of you have fallen for Satan's deceits and are no longer with us. When I say harder, I mean in every conceivable realm, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually, mentally. Yes, evil is on the increase exponentially. I am also releasing graces exponentially. But many of you have not been vigilant and strengthened what remained. So now I'm calling your attention to it. Strengthen what remains. I'm giving you instruction to strengthen you. You're growing. You're growing in grace, in stature, and in strength against the enemy. You're becoming formidable against the enemy. Continue to grow in this. But you'll only grow if you're vigilant and you don't allow Satan to steal anything from you. Some of you I have allowed to fall because of your pride. It is better for you to see yourself as you now are while there is time to change. Some of you fell because you were not paying close attention. Some of you fell because you thought you were stronger or smarter. Especially here on the channel, you couldn't understand how others could be so ugly and thought to yourselves, I will never do that. Then curiosity led you to listen to their lies. The lies took root and undermined your faith in me. They put cracks in the foundation. Oh, don't you know that this is an invitation to evil? Those very words, not me, I'll never fall. Yes, that is an invitation to the enemy. He sees that you feel secure. He also sees your limitations, so he exploits them. Unless you are highly vigilant and spending sufficient time with me, he can easily outsmart you. That's exactly what has happened here. Certain people didn't realize how vulnerable they were to men's reasonings. They didn't realize they had a bias, an area of scorn, contempt, and bitterness for others. And that opened the door to a fall. Whenever I instruct you, there is a very specific reason. I'm warning you of the enemy's next move. I can see the traps as they are preparing them for you. I can also see your weaknesses. I pinpoint a dynamic every day to warn you of what's coming. If you don't obey, you open yourself to a fall. You cannot outsmart the enemy if you do not follow me in obedience. You are no match for them without me. And when you go out from the sheep pen without me leading you, you are indeed without me, in the sense that I cannot protect you from what you openly pursue against my will.
And the last portion is from the message, Are You Wise?
So I answered him, Thank you, Lord, for preserving me. He replied, And thank you for asking me first. That's real progress. Well, I've decided that grieving you is so painful it's not worth the convenience of having another brush or tube of paint or whatever. That's exactly what I meant when I said you will love me so much you will not want to grieve me in any way. This is precisely what I meant. Obedience in the little things leads to obedience in the big things, and for those left behind, obedience may mean life or death. So now is the time to seek my will, to be sure you're moving forward in obedience and not in self-will. I worry for some, Jesus. I know they don't like to check with you about things. They think it's childish, or maybe it doesn't work. They just are too smart for that, too intelligent for that, and it worries me. The Lord continued, Well, some will learn the hard way, and some will never learn. The problem is pride. Some think they know what I want, and they don't need to consult me. It isn't until everything goes wrong that they seek me. It is not the insecure and unschooled that are in danger. It is those who think that because they're educated, they don't need my opinion. They have learned to think on their own, and for the most part, see consulting me as a weakness, and only for the simpletons. That is precisely the reason why the poor recognized me when I came, and the Pharisees and scribes, knowing the letter of the law so well, tried to kill me. My children, there's nothing worse than pride, not murder, not divorce, not adultery, not failure in business, not sickness. Pride is the number one most dangerous thing in your life. And if you think you are without it, you are in fact worse off than most. You have nothing to lose by handing your opinions over to me for confirmations, and everything to gain. Nevertheless, if you fail, I will still be with you. It will just be much more difficult for you. Humiliation, sorrow, hurting others, all these things you will have to face because you sought not the counsels of your God. How I wish some of you would listen to me. How I have tried to reach inside of you and coax you to use the childish ways of discernment before doing something. In essence, I've asked you to hand over your free will decisions and let me advise you. And I just want to make a confession here, guys. I have been the worst at that. He has been infinitely patient with me. I am so proud and self-willed. You can't even imagine it. And he has continued to work with me again and again. Today was just a real stroke of grace because normally I just vault off and go by the brush. So I'm the worst case that you'll ever see, I'm sure. But don't feel badly if you feel convicted when you hear this message, okay? To some, that is unthinkable. Do you understand that kings sought my oracles, my prophets, before they made any major decisions? Do you know that the ones that followed my counsel were the most successful? And those who spurned my counsel led their people into famines to the point where they were eating their own children? It is not a little thing to be entrusted with the knowledge of God and to be chosen by God to serve. No, it is a very high calling and requires the utmost amount of dependence on my counsels, the utmost amount of humility and understanding that you don't have all the answers. It is not the educated that will survive. It is the meek and devout who move neither to the left nor the right until they've sought my will. How many times in Scripture have I inferred or outright said, I have chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Read the Beatitudes. My blessings are poured over the very ones this world scorns, the poor, the meek, the grieving, the persecuted. These are the ones no one wants to be, but they are the very ones chosen from my graces. If you would be among them, throw out the purse of your own opinion and seek me until you find me, until you hear me, until you read between the lines of Scripture and hear me loud and clear. Oh, I love your Rhema page. What a wonderful opportunity this is for me to get your attention about something. There he's talking about the Heart Dwellers website. We have a page where when you click on that page, a word from the Lord pops up. It's really neat. It's helped a lot of people. The Lord continued here. Do you know that many times your mind is a million miles away from my mind? What an opportunity to get your attention this is. I speak to you all day long. Even when you read Scripture, my voice can be heard between the lines. Ask, Lord, how does this apply to me today? Then listen very carefully. It might only be a tiny word that catches your attention, but it could be a warning that will save your life or open a door to an opportunity you never dreamt possible. I long to speak to you, my people. I am forever trying to find new ways to speak to you, through nature, through events, through friends, even through license plates. There are times when I want to turn you around before it's too late to repair the damage you're going to do. But alas, you just don't hear me. Part of the deafness is due to self-will, but part is due also to your lack of belief that I am so involved in your life that I want to tell you what will make a difference for you. I want to advise you. I want to prevent catastrophes. I want to bless you. Oh, you just don't know or believe in my goodness. It's more than you can ever fathom. Rather, there is a place in you that is still in rebellion and wants what it wants. You don't understand that your way is death and my way is life. You don't realize that I only tell you what is best for you. Rather, you see me as a controlling taskmaster that wants it done his way. I wish you would see that I'm not a man with selfish motives. I am your God, and I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. True life. When you resist me, you pair up with Satan, and the results are painful and sometimes deadly. When you want what you want, without regard for what I want. Your choices may be good or they may be bad, but if you're insisting on your own choice over mine, it could be very bad for you in the end. So I'm begging you, be meek and humble of heart. Be highly concerned about what I think before you do anything. Please consult me. And know that I already have all the answers you need, if only you will seek me. I promise you I will be faithful to answer you. I'm at a loss, my people, to tell you that I have only your very best interests at heart, and you can trust me with your lives and all your decisions. I will never mislead or abandon you, but you have a very real enemy who will use your personal opinions, your fears, and your desire nature to lead you into destruction and failure. He's quite talented at using you against yourself. He understands the most subtle ways of manipulation, ways that you don't see coming, but ways that I know all too well. You can trust me. I love you. I am for you. I will lead you in my ways, and afterwards take you into glory.
And those are the portions of the three messages that Claire wanted to put together and reshare with you. Claire does have a fresh new message from the Lord. We should be getting that posted tomorrow for you, and at the latest the next day. It's been difficult getting her recordings down to me so that we can process them. But the Lord's working that out in His perfect timing. The Lord bless you, dear ones.